Part 10, A Man of Faith. Chapter 92, Turning Self-Doubt into Faith. With faith, you can conquer your life's greatest challenges. As a man, you will reach points in your life when everything inside of you will tell you it's impossible. There's no way you're going to be able to tackle this. You might have heard people say things like, just look deep within yourself, or you can do it, you just gotta believe in yourself. I can understand why someone would say that, but if I had to be honest, that doesn't always work for me. The greatest strength I've found has come from my relationship with Christ. Jim Cimbala said one of the most humbling and difficult things any man can ever admit. I discovered an astonishing truth. God is attracted to weakness. He cannot resist those who humbly and honestly admit how desperately they need Him. God is not only a source of strength, but He also shows us a great example of perseverance and endurance that we can gain inspiration from. Imagine having a friend you invested a lot of time into, only to have them betray you for a little bit of money. You've done a lot to help other people, but when it's your turn and you need support, none of your friends are anywhere to be found. You go through the worst physical, mental, and emotional pain anyone could ever go through, and you're in a situation that seems completely hopeless. That sounds like a horrible situation, but that describes exactly what Jesus Christ went through. He knows what it's like to face the realities of a cold and dark world. All these events are recorded in the Gospels. You might find yourself facing an uphill battle, struggling to see any way out. You might even try looking within to draw strength. A few months ago, my sensei had us jump over a tall stack of kicking pads as part of our training. By this point, my shirt was drenched in sweat and my lungs were burning. I thought to myself, I'm not sure I can do this. That looks pretty high. That's when self-doubt crept in. Just before attempting my jump, I prayed for God's strength and recited the words of one of my most often used Bible verses. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. After getting a running start, I took a leap of faith. Once my feet left the ground, it almost felt like I was flying through the air in slow motion. I cleared those pads with no problem. Martial arts training is one of the things that tests and fortifies my faith and strength of character. Life is like that sometimes, too. It can feel like things are stacked up against your favor, but those things can become opportunities to cultivate a dependence upon God, allowing Him to show you that He can empower you to do more than you ever imagined. When it feels like, I can't, I turn it into, I can, by remembering that, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My greatest strength doesn't come from turning self-doubt into self-confidence, but rather relying on God, the one who promised to be with me through whatever I go through. He's the one who can give me the power to overcome the doubts, adversities, and struggles I face. With how crazy the world is, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like not relying on Christ as the source of my victory and strength. Each day I'm faced with the reality that there is some area I'm struggling to gain victory in. If you're honest, you probably do too. Learning to turn self-doubt into faith in what God can empower you to do is liberating. Reflection questions. 1. Do you ever experience anxiety over situations that seem nearly hopeless or impossible to deal with? 2. Do you know what it's like to experience the power of Jesus in your life to help you be victorious? If so, name an instance where this happened. 3. If you've never given your life to Christ, would you be willing to find out what it takes to do so?